This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Check out the great do-it-yourself oil change special at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. Offer good with Fram filters up to $4.49. Autolite Copper Core spark plugs are just $1.29 after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Now through September 2nd at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And a pleasant good morning. Happy July, everybody. It is the first day of July. We're halfway through 2010, and this is the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you know what that means? When you're halfway through, that means football time is here. And we will be not far away from a Big 12, 12 schools in 12 days. Nebraska invited to the Big 10 Media Days. I'm not sure what all this involves, if it's just going to be Tom Osborne, or if I can't imagine Coach Pelini wants to go and take players when they're not, you know, playing in there. But it's August 2nd and 3rd, and it appears that that might be the first time we learn about where they're going to go with the divisions and what they're thinking about doing, putting proposals out to athletic directors. So it's incredible. And don't forget, at the end of the month, Doug and Daddy Show, as always, live at Big 12 Media Days, again this year in Dallas, and that is July 26th through the 28th, live there in Dallas all 3 days, plus many more interviews bringing back as we get ready for Husker football that's a couple of months away. Hard to believe that, but that's where we're at, folks. Summer always flies by, and I hate to say that. Are you ready for football season? No. I'll be ready when it gets here, okay? The year moves along quick enough. I like where we are at right here. The College World Series is just wrapped up, and Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald will join us on the show today. They have, at the World Herald, put together a really neat book. It's called Omaha's Diamond on the Hill, Rosenblatt Stadium, Omaha's Diamond on the Hill. You can check it out on their website at omaha.com. You can order the book as well, and Steve Pivovar, who had a lot to do with the stories in this book, will join us later on the show. And Thursday, as always, means Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a fantasy baseball or even a football question, because we've talked about that the last couple of times, you're more than welcome to email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're driving home for the 4th of July, or you're driving through and you're going, what just happened? Well, the Doug and Daddy Show happened, people. That's right. It's the number one rated sports talk show in all of Central Nebraska, and we're proud to say that. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Daddy, how's the fireworks going?
Well, you know what? It was slow. I'm going to be honest with you. It was deathly slow until yesterday about 4:30, and then finally some kids got through to the parents. Said, Dad, I've had it long enough.
Well, it's paycheck.
Johnny,
end of the month, paycheck rolls in.
I'm telling
allowance
you.
Allowance rolls in. Yeah, huh?
I want to be like Johnny down the street, Dad. He's been blowing up stuff for 2 days now.
If Johnny blew up his hand, would you blow up his hand?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to go a lot better. Having a good time getting to see some interesting people. It's always fun, 4th of July.
You know, I heard a story today, and we don't talk about news very often. But before we get into this, it just struck me, and so I went in and pulled this down. And I just want to, you know, whatever. I'm going to read the story as it is written by the Associated Press. A Mexican man has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of a 3-year-old Nebraska girl. But a Dakota County District Court jury determined 30-year-old was not guilty of burglary. Oh, well, that's good. The jury announced its verdict yesterday. Deliberations began late Tuesday. The youngster was killed in May of 2009 in South Sioux City as her family slept. Prosecutors say the man suffocated the girl while he tried to keep her quiet during a sexual assault. The Mexican national had been living in Sioux City when he was arrested. Camacho de Jesus, his name is Malacio Camacho de Jesus. His lawyer argued that his client didn't understand his actions that night because of cocaine in his system. Well, here's an idea that'll make everybody happy. Let's give Mr. Camacho de Jesus all the damn cocaine he wants, and then he won't remember when he died. Okay? There you go.
That caught your eye this morning.
I heard it when I was driving, and I just went, are you kidding me? Anyway, there you go. There's my political rant for like the second half of the year.
That's your July 1st.
It's just one of those things. I mean, and on the other side of things, Daddy, I know you haven't got a chance to watch a lot of TV, but one of these new infomercials, I wish it was the Slap Chop guy out there. Have you seen the Shake Weight?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I have.
Are you absolutely kidding me? Folks, if you have not, you will. If you haven't seen it, it's one of these things that for the most part are a filler on cable. And what we call a filler is they get a lot. They don't have to pay near as much. That's why you see it so much, because you can put it on at any time of the day or night. So it's on early morning, late night, when us owls are out doing our work and other things. The Shake Weight. I saw that like 10 times yesterday. I went, really? Really? Really, honey? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas for you. Let's get back to talking sports.
You brought up football starting early, and I know Joe's going to have his thoughts as they released him a week ago, and he said that as much on the program yesterday. I've said this before, but when Pro Football Weekly arrives, it's similar to Billy Madison Nudie Magazine Day. I drive over bushes in the golf cart to get to the mailbox. And Pro Football Weekly had their initial fantasy football preview, so I look forward to that. There is a new quarterback atop their charts. Any idea who that new quarterback would be?
Well, Drew Brees has to be number one.
No.
For point value. Wasn't he the number one quarterback last year?
Yes, he was.
Okay. All right.
But there's a new one above him.
Matt Schaub.
No, Matt Schaub is fourth, though. That's an excellent guess.
I mean, because it's not you're telling me it's somebody different.
Yes.
And it's not the man on the cover.
No.
Okay.
It's not Kevin Colbert.
Okay. I was going to say that would be a stretch. So Peyton Manning out, Tom Brady out, Drew Brees out, and you say it's not Matt Schaub. So who's the new, if you're supposed to draft the number one quarterback, it's not Carson Palmer. It's not Kansas City's. Interesting. Interesting, Daddy. You got me thinking here a little bit.
Is it Rivers?
No, Philip Rivers at number seven.
Yeah. Shut up back there, Merritt. Well, obviously it's Tony Romo.
No, Tony Romo at number five.
It's not Roethlisberger. We're going off a guy that can score the most points here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think I got it. Our fans to the north will be very happy, won't they? And I'm not talking Minnesota. I'm talking Green Bay. We're talking Aaron Rodgers, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah. That makes sense. They've got the weapons all over the place. That's why it's tough to draft a Ryan Grant, a running back, because they platoon a little bit there and they throw the ball a little bit more than you're used to in Green Bay. So I will tell you this. I would not select Aaron Rodgers number one. But a lot of people, that's the trendy pick right now, Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl. Has that not what you've been hearing? Pro Football Week, have they made their selections yet?
No, they have not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All you have to do is give us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a phone call, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN.
Actually, they have released their preseason power rankings, so I assume it would be, yes, they do have Green Bay playing Indianapolis, one and two teams in the NFL. So,
Mark in Minden says, will you please talk about soccer or bowling or horseshoes? Or even Daddy's fireworks stand. Anything but LeBron James. Anything but LeBron James. They've been talking about scenarios nonstop for the last 2 days. Mark and Minute. Okay, Mark.
We won't talk about LeBron. I don't really have a feeling where he goes. I just wish he'd stay at home. That's all I'm going to say. I think being a Cleveland boy, growing up in that area, he could stay there. that he could have his own statues like Jordan does in Chicago, do it his own way, his own city, get some weapons to go with him. I think, why not?
Irish Ken has weighed into the Den Popper inbox, Daddy. Irish Ken. He says, this is directed at you.
Oh.
But I think you'll be pleased. It says, Big Daddy, I want to let you know I am out here looking after you. Did you know that the other night when your station was off the air, at the bequest of Doug, the station engineer took the opportunity to install a 10 dB attentionator pad, I hope I got that right, in his mic channel that he can control from his chair. Okay, so forget that, but just, I can control this. So when you two get into an argument, he flips the in pad when he talks. This makes you sound like a raving maniac, and he comes across like a cool, calm, collected fellow. The engineer bypassed her headphones so you don't notice. As a former broadcast design engineer, I know these things. I would call him out on this dastardly trick. Irish Ken.
Thank you, Irish Ken, for looking out for me.
Psycho Ken. Psycho Ken. In case you didn't notice, the Royals are playing well. They even were able to afford giving up 5 runs in the 8th last night and winning the ball game.
You know, and they're playing the hottest teams in baseball, too. You throw that in there. Well, White Sox, when they entered the series, 10 or 11 in a row? Something like that.
Yeah, they had their winning streak snapped over the weekend. Right. Royals took 2 of 3 from St. Louis, took 2 of 3 from the White Sox. They have the day off, then it's off to Seattle for the 4th of July weekend, and then they head out to L.A., then to Seattle, then to Chicago, on the road. They get 6-game homestands and 9-game road swings. It always seems like that is what's happened. Hastings College has a new head volleyball coach. We hope to have a chance to speak with her next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. But a head-scratcher, because I just don't know a lot of the details here. They've hired a high school coach who's also a club coach, Lori Willardson, and it's out of Colorado. And Ron Alexander has went to Colorado. Willardson has 17 years of high school and club coaching experience. Her teams have 3 state championships, 2 runners-up, 1 Final Four, and 10 state appearances with 17 all-state players. If you're going to hire a high school coach, why are you going to Colorado to do so? Is that where the recruiting base is? I don't think so. Isn't Nebraska volleyball at this point better than Colorado? I just got some questions. I don't know the lady. I don't know the credentials. But anytime, and I think they should be given a shot if they want to be given a shot. Hastings College is definitely a place where a coach can step onto that next level. But that always opens up that barrel of monkeys, that barrel of questions on what happens there. And I think sometimes these high school coaches, they have to get acquainted to the recruiting. But I think when you're a club coach, you're kind of into that already. And so there's a good deal there. So we'll find out more next week. And a sad story this morning, Daddy. You just don't hear this happening. Dana College is closing. Flat out closing. 126 years closing. What this will do to their sports programs, puts bye dates out for everybody. I mean, what you going to do with these football? Hastings College didn't. Remember, we had this chat with Coach Paul Merkowitz. And again, I haven't talked with him this morning to find out. But they didn't schedule that extra game, so they were already on a 10-game schedule. Now, if Dan is not playing football, they're on a 9-game schedule. And it's, I'm guessing, a little late to schedule anybody else. I'd get right on the phone and find out if Dan had a non-conference game and try and get that school to play you. Get on it. Somebody's going to. Be the first to do it. But Dana College in Blair, where Jason Danley, who was on the show yesterday, of course attended, will not open for the fall semester after its accrediting agency denied its request to transfer its accreditation to its new owners. I didn't know you could buy a college. The Dana College Board of Trustees made the decision to close the college after its new owners decided not to go ahead with purchasing the college and turning it into a for-profit college. Dana was founded 126 years ago. The school has only 555 students, but they're enrolled from 35 different states. It's just a weird,
weird story. Among the commission's reasons for denying continuing accreditation to Dana, an inability to demonstrate sufficient continuity of the college's mission and educational programs, an inability to show that the college's institutional and educational integrity would be protected, an inability to prove sufficient financial support for the purchase. According to the commission, the buyers had promised $4.5 to $5.5 million to fund the college operational losses, but that amount wouldn't adequately address the college's infrastructure costs. A failure to show that they could recruit enough students to restore the college to profitability without recruiting online students. And finally, failure to prove previous experience in higher education. That's weird. I don't care who you are. That's weird.
You know,
and this is going to be a hit on the GPAC. Dan is out. Sioux Falls is reportedly leaving. Nebraska Wesleyan is not a... They're Division III. Could be interesting.
This just, I mean, this is basically out of the blue. We haven't heard rumors of this. Just boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. Speaking of the dynamite, you know, last night, pretty cool band at the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. A little bluegrassy, but boy, they were good, and they were there, and I think a five-piece, and they went after it. And you've got great music every night. Don't forget the live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night coming up this weekend from 9 to close at the courtyard. And tonight is Cunningham's Journal's big old burger night, and big-ass beer specials keep you smiling all night long. In fact, the more big-ass beers you have, the more you smile. But if you have too many big-ass beers, then you quit smiling. So hit the happy medium, folks, and be safe over the weekend. Perfectly grilled burgers and the coldest beer in town. You can't go wrong with a low price of $5.50. And, of course, if you don't want a burger, they've got the bacon wrap shrimp, the steak skewers, the ribs. There's so much. Oh, the gang does such a great job. It is the best place to be in Kearney when it is a beautiful day or evening like this. Check it out after work, the early happy hour. They're there for you at the courtyard out back at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft in Kearney. We will be back coming up in a few minutes. Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald to talk about the book Omaha, Rosenblatt Stadium, Diamond on the Hill, and some final memories as they closed it down with the College World Series. Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Back after this.
Stop by the Home Depot today, and you'll find that every appliance of $398 or more is 10% off. And with free haul away and delivery, things can really get cooking. Or chilling, or washing, drying, freezing, baking, or whatever you need from great brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. All with 10% off and free haul away and delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 7th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Exxon and Mobil have added a little something to our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
Hey, fishermen, you need to stop by the Boathouse in Grand Island. The Boathouse on North 281 is now carrying Bass Pro and Redhead branded fishing and hunting gear. Walleye spawn fishing will never be better with the best-selling War Repeller lure. It's a new addition to the Boathouse's fishing arsenal. And the Boathouse hasn't forgot you hunters. Right now, they've got the best stuff for turkey hunting, like turkey calls, decoys, pop-up blinds, and, of course, all the ammo for your hunting expedition. Before you get out on the water or get out in the field, get to the Boathouse in Grand Island.
The only golf course with a GPS system in the Tri-Cities area, Indian Head, is hosting the 7th Annual Pepsi Men's Amateur Golf Championship, July 10th and 11th. Fees include a free practice round on Friday, July 9th, grill deals, green fees, and the prize fund. There are only 200 spots available, so now's the time to sign up and choose your Saturday tee times and partners. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf.
It's like no other exhibition game.
Take me out of the ballgame.
There remains a magic in this clustering of stars who swing bats for show and toss the horse hide so it looks like an aspirin. And when the hype subsides, when Americans face nationals, it comes down to that simple confrontation. Pitcher against batter. Mano a mano. It's all-star coverage. Hear the Midsummer Classic on the station that's stroking gaffers to the wall. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, temperatures climb up to about 87 for a high, with the south wind increasing to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight, with a low at 65 with south winds 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 77.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, along with the perfecter of the shake weight, Big Daddy, joining us here. Daddy, you can't just have the shake weight. You gotta be properly fit. You gotta take your vitamins. You gotta work out a little bit. And of course, the gang at Complete Nutrition takes care of you.
Well, my stamina was gone. I kept gaining weight.
No.
Then Charger and the shake weight came along.
Okay.
And I want you to know that Charger is a safe and effective formula that recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you are peaking physically. That's right.
You never really have peaked physically, have you?
17.
Okay.
17 I peaked. But I tell you what, it's coming back.
It's real close.
The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and increase in sex drive. The new Charger Night formula. Say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Check them out today. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. It's right on 42nd, 2nd Avenue. Recharge with Charger today. Get the new Charger Pack. Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
Daddy, a little American Legion baseball action last night in very important games. Congratulations to Steve Sponberg and the gang for Carney Runza. As we mentioned yesterday, they had won 22 in a row, but if they didn't win last night, they would not win the West Division of the Cornhusker League. And that is their goal. As he said in the article this morning, that is the goal. Different teams have different goals. Win weekend tournaments. You always want to win district, but their goal is to win the league, which Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney are part of, North Platte, and then the East is mostly Lincoln and I think Fremont. So the Cornhusker League Championship game will be Monday night at Memorial Field. The Kearney Runza seniors get a grand slam from Chandler Clute in a 16-7 victory. They're now 28-3, their 23rd straight win. And so after Coach Archer had those kids win three consecutive junior state championships, they are molding well at the senior level. The juniors have taken some lumps this year, but last night they beat Grand Island Wells Fargo, a solid ball club, 8-0 in five innings, and Keegan Fitzgerald threw a five-inning no-hitter last night. So there you go. For Kearney Little Caesars, they fell to Central City 10-4, but Kearney 5 points was a winner over Central City 10-2. Grand Island Chief scores the winning run on a dropped third strike to beat St. Paul last night, 15-14.
Ooh.
Ground 5 points beat St. Paul. Aurora beat Hastings Runza 5-4. And Ryan Bender threw a one-hitter for Hastings 5 points as they shut out Aurora 7-0. Tonight, the Mid-Nebraska League All-Star Game will be played at Memorial Field. And first pitch is set for 7 o'clock. All the teams sending two or three All-Stars to that ball game. And if you're looking for basketball All-Stars, UNK and Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum, full of All-Stars for the 19th annual Mr. Basketball Invitational National Prep All-Star Tournament. Today and tomorrow, it's pool play. Every team gets three games, and they go into the single elimination format Saturday. The championship game Sunday. The All-Star game for area seniors is at 5 on the 4th of July, followed by the championship game of Mr. Basketball. And then that gives you plenty of time to check out all the fireworks that you want to do. And also, the 4th annual Miss Basketball Big Show Girls Tournament for 9th and 10th grade to be All-Stars is going on. They've got 26 teams from 6 states. And all of that is going on at UNK and at Kearney Catholic.
Already, you know what? You know, you hear about Mr. and Miss Basketball all summer. You know, it's like, it's coming up this summer. Now it's already here. It's a 1st of July. I mean, we're a month and a week from people actually returning to school. I mean, does that just blow your mind when you think about it? A month and a week, month and 10 days.
Month away from football. A couple of weeks away from camp.
Camp.
Yeah, it's time for Ansley Football Camp. Kearney High Football Camp. Grand Island Central Catholic Camp. Hastings Adams Central Camp. golf, Daddy. Did you know French Lick, Indiana had a golf course? It hosted the PGA Professional National Championship at the French Lick Resort, home of Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson competed, but didn't put up the numbers he wanted. He tied for 76th, a huge field. So that's not a bad finishing, but the top 20 would have qualified for the PGA Championship in August. So there you go. Teaching pro at Miracle Hill, shot 77-80, shot 302 for 72 holes. So 4 days, finished back, but the former Kearney Country Club pro now at Miracle Hill. And they're down to the Elite Eight at the Nebraska Men's Match Play Championship. We'll get you an update here on this in just a moment. Riley Reinertsen, the youngster, going into high school.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's in the round of 32 yesterday, and he's 5 up through 11. But then Andrew Storm birdied four of the final six holes, forced extra holes, and beat him in 20. So Reinertsen was knocked out. Then Storm got thumped yesterday by Andy Sajovic. But defending champion John Hurley of O'Neill, who we've had on the program.
Blonde Bomber.
He is in the Elite Eight, as is Brandon Crick of McCook. They both move on. Hurley hit like a 370-yard drive on the final hole yesterday and wedged it in and made the birdie putt to win. One up over Jason Brueggemann of Lincoln.
That's all. Knocked one down.
Hurley will be a senior at A&M this season.
And Crick getting ready to play his first professional event at the Cox Classic.
Coming out party for Brandon Crick. Also, we've had on the show from time to time. We are going to have Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald join us here in just a couple of moments. Daddy, have you paid any attention to Wimbledon?
You know what? I really haven't, Doug. I'll be honest with you. Have not. You know, once Federer's gone, once Roddick's gone. You know, Roddick's the guy we wanted to cheer for. Once he's gone, I really lost faith and lost interest.
On the women's side, not at all. Serena Williams has advanced on in straight sets.
Easy.
She'll take on Zverevna.
7-6, 6-1.
6-2. Yeah, after you win that first tiebreaker, they seem to roll. It was disappointing for Roger Federer yesterday. He didn't play very well, as we said on this show. So Serena Williams, though, has a chance to win Wimbledon. And so right now I'm rooting for her and Andy Murray. I want that whole British not winning thing to come to an end. I want Andy Murray to win. Not Nadal, it's not his surface. He has won it once. He's played well there.
That'd be cool in the All England Club to have an Englishman finally.
Let's have Andy Murray. Andy Murray against Burdich. That would be cool. Burdich, you beat Federer. Move on. Let's see what happens. Oh, Daddy. Oh. This comes from Lauren to the Dead Popper inbox. It says,
oh, no.
Doesn't Daddy already use the shaker weight, but they're only 12-ounce weights? Thanks, Lauren. So accurate. Sometimes they're 16 or 24-ounce weights. He's got a whole bevy of them down there in the fridge. I mean, out in the cooler. I mean, at home, under the bed. We're going to take a break. Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald, Joe DiMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Stay with us. A little baseball talk when we come back.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, temperatures climb up to about 87 for a high, with the south wind increasing to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low at 65 with south winds 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 77.
Did you smile?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're in town for Mr. Basketball or the Miss Basketball Showcase, or you're running around with the kids to camp, or you just need to get a little lunch in you. Why not do it at Kearney or Grand Island's Chicken Coop? Was that a lightning strike?
Yeah, I think so.
The Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Something for you, something for the kids. Boneless wings. The wings, you know, I actually had to try the bone-in wings for the first time. I thought, you know what? That's what made the Coop famous. Why am I not doing this? I did. You know what they were? Good. They were good.
My new flavor is honey barbecue.
There's over a dozen to choose from. You can have mild, the Jack sauce. There's spicy sauces out there. There's in between. Somebody goes, I love the Jack Daniel's sauce. I love the honey Dijon. You know,
what's pretty good, too. What's a hot?
Well, there's pepper teriyaki, but I don't think that's hot. There's spicy honey Dijon that'll take you to the next level.
See, the hot one, my buddy comes to town sometimes, and we'll do lunch there, and it'll be like 105 out. And he'll have to work in the afternoon. So he'll sit there and drink like 3 Cokes and eat 20 wings and just have sweat run off his forehead and go, all right, guys, you gotta go back to work. And I'm thinking, there's only one place I would go, and it's not to work. It's to lay down. And
that's why the farmer wears the long-sleeve shirt when it's 106 out. You sweat, the breeze, it's air conditioning. Come on.
That's what makes him lumpy.
You new kids. Hey, don't forget that whether you want the wings or not, they have got salads for the hot summer heat. They have got steak. They have got pizza and burgers for the kids. Maybe you just want a pepperoni. Fine. Maybe you want a little double-decker. They've got some great, great pizzas there for you folks. And don't forget that if you're trying to put together an anniversary, a birthday, a family reunion, or just meeting with your coworkers, they can seat over 100 in the party room, and they've got all kinds of fun. If they've got the pool tables, the dart tables, foosball, whatever you want, they've got it there for you. At the Chicken Coop, contact Scott or Colin for more information. It is at the Chicken Coop, where every sporting event is on. You can watch Wimbledon live. You can watch World Cup soccer, Major League Baseball. You can watch the golf tournament that Tiger Woods is sponsoring, the AT&T National. Kick back, relax, enjoy a lunch special every day, and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week. Why? Why,
you're
Daddy?
Hungry and thirsty 7 days a week.
Well, the College World Series has put its final bow on Rosenblatt Stadium. And, of course, the guys at the Omaha World Herald are the best at covering the College World Series, have been for years. And we told you about this a couple of times over the College World Series. There's a really cool book out called A Diamond on the Hill. And Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, had a lot to do with putting some of the history in there. He's actually at a book signing this morning there in Omaha. And Steve joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, good morning. It sounds like this has really been a popular project.
Yes, it has been. And it's, I guess, we went into this with certain expectations, maybe a little bit on the low side, because obviously we're in the business of putting out a daily newspaper. We had never done anything like this previously, and the response we've gotten is very, very gratifying. People, there's a lot of people who have grown up, who have come from other places, who have fallen in love with Rosenblatt Stadium, and this provides them with a means to remember the place long after it's gone.
Steve, what's been your favorite memory as you look back at the time you've covered the College World Series?
There's been so many of them that it's hard to just pick out one. You know, I've covered the series since 1982, and I've also had a long association with Rosenblatt through the Omaha Royals. I covered them for 16 years. There's a lot of memories of that place, and it'd be kind of unfair just to pick out one. I mean, kind of the thing that stands out in anybody's mind who was there was Warren Morris's game-winning homer in 1996. Only time the College World Series has been decided by a walk-off homer. But there's so many instances like that when you really start thinking about it, you go, gee, I like this one more than that one. And so there's just a lot of fine memories from the place.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, reminiscing about Rosenblatt. I think more about Rosenblatt than the College World Series. And when you put the book together, Steve, is it more about what happened at Rosenblatt and the outcomes of the games, or what did you find as you guys put the book together?
Well, we tried to encompass all parts of the history of the stadium from the very beginning, from when, you know, a group of gentlemen got together back in 1945 to scout out a site for the stadium all the way through this year. You know, again, basically we wanted to tell the history of the stadium. We used a lot of pictures in the book to provide maybe some memories of games that were played there. But we wanted to make people realize that, yes, the College World Series has been a big part of the history of Rosenblatt, but it served so many other functions for this community over the years. Everything from NFL exhibition games to tractor pulls to concert venue to just about everything you can think of.
Steve, I'm going to go back at you a different direction. When you think back since 1982, of all the great players, maybe somebody that hasn't had a great career in Major League Baseball, is there somebody that you, when you think of College World Series, in the first paragraph comes to mind?
Well, the player that I think I admire most that has come through Omaha, obviously there's been some great ones that have went on to enjoy pretty good Major League careers. But the guy that to me kind of epitomizes college baseball and what he did when he played college baseball. I hate to say it, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Mark Kotze. I just had a brain cramp, sorry. Mark Kotze played for Cal State Fullerton. He came here twice in 1994, 1995. A guy who was just a complete college baseball player. He wasn't a guy who the pro scouts looked at and said, man, this guy's a can't-miss prospect. But he was a guy who, you know, could do everything for his team from, you know, hitting the long ball to coming up with a clutch hit to closing out games on the mound. And he was a part of the 1995 Cal State Fullerton team that spent most of the year number one in the rankings, won their last 19 games to win the national championship. And a team that probably deserves mention when you talk about the great teams of all time in college baseball. And he was the leader. And, again, you know, he's gone on to have a nice professional career, not the major league stardom that some of the guys that have played here have had. But when you think of one favorite guy, Kotze, it's kind of mine.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Piv, don't worry about the brain cramp. We have that on a daily basis on this radio show, so no big deal there.
It's called multifunctioning.
He's had a book signing today at Barnes & Noble in Omaha, and I guess we'll ask him about that again in just a moment here. But as you put the book together, I'm guessing there was some place in there where you're putting this together and you're going, why are we moving this thing? Steve, what was your thought, I guess, looking back now? Is it the right thing to go downtown? All those renovations that really happened 5 or 6 years before the decision to make or to make this new stadium downtown. Were you on board with the new stadium? You thought Rosenblatt was okay? Where do you sit today when it comes to that?
Well, I'm a South Omaha boy. I grew up about 3 miles from the stadium. It was a big part of my growing up process. Obviously, it's been a big part of my professional process. And I guess in this whole thing, I've tried to separate personal from professional. From the professional standpoint, the brand new stadium downtown is going to give people everything a new stadium can. It's going to be a great place. There's no doubt about that. But for a lot of us, and the thing is, since the book has come out, this has been reinforced to me. For a lot of people, whether they're Omaha people, Nebraska people, people who have come here for the College World Series, Rosenblatt Stadium means a great deal to them. And the fact that it will no longer be a part of the College World Series, a part of Omaha, is going to leave a big void with a lot of people, myself included. I guess the way you kind of justify it is life is a series of trade-offs. Omaha traded a place we love for 25 years of College World Series. Is it a good deal? I think most people would say, well, if that's what it took, then that's what we're going to have to do. But at the same time, you know, from a personal standpoint, I'm sad to see it go. I know that, you know, if they would have, there was another round of renovations proposed for the stadium. And had they done that, they might have bought it only maybe 10 or 15 more years before, you know, obviously it's getting old. At some point, you're going to have to cut ties with it. But for me, 10 or 15 years would have been worth it.
Well, it was a very exciting game to wrap things up Tuesday night. I imagine it was early Wednesday morning when you walked out of there for the final time. Take me through what you were thinking when you went to the vehicle for that final time. And how many people were left? Were you one of the last ones to get out of there?
No, actually, the South Carolina contingent was still working hard. Obviously, they had a lot of stories to tell. But we did get out of there about 1:15, 1:20. And I guess for me, I know I'm going to be back at Rosenblatt. I do some scoring for the Omaha Royals. I may get the plum assignment of covering the Omaha Nighthawks, the new United Football League team. And so, you know, I know I'm going to be back there. So, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I was, you know, tremendously sad, tremendously maudlin about the last time walking out, but at the same time, I knew that was the last time I was walking out of the place at the College World Series. So, you know, there were some emotions. I can't lie about that. It's just a sad time. If you like what Rosenblatt has done for this community over the past 64 years. So, again, we'll deal with it. We'll move to the new stadium. But we'll always know that it's not the same place that we've grown to love over the years.
Steve, this is something we've hit on throughout the College World Series, and maybe you can comment on the transformation of college baseball. It seemed like back in the day there would be maybe Vegas odds who would have more points, Magic Johnson or runs by Louisiana Lafayette. And throughout the week, the scores would be 21-11 or, you know, something crazy like that.
Right.
And it seems like the pitching, has the pitching developed, or was that a year-to-year thing, or have we totally seen a different level of college baseball?
Well, I think part of the reason for that is some of the bat restrictions that started to come into place in the late 90s after that tremendous 21-14 national championship game between USC and Arizona State. I think people, that was kind of the last straw for a lot of people. They've toned the bats down. There's another round of bat restrictions that's going to go into place next year. Try to get the bat more like wood. That's been their goal. They're developing pitchers on the college level. They're always going to have the conflict with professional baseball. The really great pitchers that come out of high school, they're going to get offered a lot of money, and most of them are going to take it. We saw two examples of guys who didn't at this year's World Series. Matt Perk from TCU was a first-round draft choice, and Garrett Cole from UCLA. Those guys are still the exception to the rule, but I think over the last decade, college coaches have tried to go out, find kids that can pound the strike zone, kids that can be developed, and the teams you're seeing end up in Omaha are the teams that usually have fairly deep staffs. You're still going to get, you know, an occasional lopsided game or one of those football score-like games. But for the most part, pitching and defense has returned to college baseball when it gets to the upper echelon and when you get to the College World Series level.
It is called Rosenblatt Stadium, Omaha's Diamond on the Hill. If you're not in the Omaha market, you can definitely order it online. Go to omaha.com. Go to the College World Series site. Over 300 pages of stories and photos. It's $24.95. It's well worth the investment if you've got a baseball fan. If you're not one, but you have one in your family, it's never too early to get a Christmas present or a birthday present, anniversary. It's something they'll enjoy. Steve, great job. Thanks for giving us some time, and now off to the book signing.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Steve Pivovar, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think that's going to be a good one. I think that's a lot of fans, especially of college baseball. And I guess you don't really hear a lot of people say, hey, yeah, I'm a fan of college baseball, just baseball in general. But that's the one to have, Daddy. You think they got pictures of some of the places around Rosenblatt in the book?
I would imagine that that's a big part of the atmosphere around it, I would think, and I would hope. That there would be pictures of that.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, set to join us when we come back. If you've got a question for Joe, email us now, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll pull it off the Dent Popper inbox when we come back.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hey, Greeny, we should go fishing sometime.
Go like you and the outdoors, what's not to like?
Oh, forgot. You're allergic to nature.
And to you.
Well, Greeny, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize package even you would like.
That's right. Visit ESPNRadio.com and see how you could win the Bass Pro Fishing Package valued at over $3,500.
It includes rods, reels, and loads of Bass Pro and Under Armour gear, plus Greeny's favorite, the Kevin Van Dam Sexy Shad Kit.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops today.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that we're just over a week away from the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, and we still need more participants, folks. It is it's worth entering because, A, free food from Troutman's. You're eating hot dogs. We provide all of that. The ice-cold beverage, it's in the air conditioning of the Hilltop Mall. We have prizes for everyone that enters, and, of course, an even nicer prize for the winner of the Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is the three-time defending champion, Pug Bertrand, apparently in some contract negotiations right now, Daddy, to see if he will be coming back somewhat like Kobayashi. If you are interested in competing, folks, it's as simple as it sounds. You come up, you eat some dogs, and you try to be the winner of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, and that is next Friday between 11 and 1. You have to be at the mall by 11, and then it's up to you when you leave, pretty much, because you can leave anytime you want. But the Hot Dog Eating Contest, our rules are a little different. You get a half hour to leisurely eat as many as you want. If you get after it, you could be the winner as well. If you would like to be part of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, all you have to do is email us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Have also not heard from the Black Kobayashi. Will he be making a return visit?
That's exactly right. He performed well, but was not the winner last year.
That's right.
Speaking of winners, you want to win your fantasy league, you always check it out at FantasyPlayersEdge.com, where we're almost to the All-Star break, so that means halfway home through the season. And Joe DeMeo, as he does every Thursday, joins us. It's the 1st of July. Joe, are you in first place of all your leagues?
Not hardly, but we're having a very good year, a solid year, and some of the teams are up, some of the teams are down, and it's just the joy of playing all the way around. But, you know, you can't – it's been a weird year, a lot of injuries, and you know, you just play this game knowing it's 162 games. I don't have a team that's out of it, but I do have a team that's comfortably ahead in next first league.
Joe, when I guess when you're looking at a fantasy team pitching staff, how far, I guess with the All-Star break approaching, how far is there a team out there maybe that's looking to rest somebody and get them through the All-Star break so they can come back for your pitching staff?
Well, I mean, you got to pay attention to any of these anomalies like the All-Star break or towards the end of the season when teams have already clinched. You need to be aware of it. You just need to count on your fingers. You know, just count 4 days, and the guy will pitch on the next day, the fifth day, so you can figure out where they're going to fall in the process. And you'll know 3 or 4 days in advance when they post the pitching matchups for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which would be right before the All-Star break on the 13th. You'll know at least 3 days in advance to make your adjustments. But you need to be aware of the fact that some guys, some managers, especially if they're in good shape or have a comfortable lead, may opt to let a guy not pitch right before the All-Star break so he ends up with a real you know, good rest, especially some of the younger arms like Phil Hughes and guys like that who they're trying to monitor their innings anyway for the season. Matt Latos is another one. Those are the guys most likely to be skipped during this period. You know, a seasoned veteran like Wainwright or somebody like that, they're going to pitch him because they're looking to get 220 out of him in the way of innings, 225. But keep an eye out if you have some young guns like Latos and Phil Hughes. As that weekend approaches, they may be skipped just to control the innings and make sure they get extra rest going into the tail end of the season.
Brian in Kearney says, I've just started playing Jason Hayward, and now he's on the DL. Where do I go for a backup?
Well, I mean, if David DeJesus is out there, he's a good place to start. He's hitting about 330, showing a little bit of pop. He's got some speed. Without knowing exactly who's on your free agent list or who's on your roster, it's very, very difficult to give you just a blanket recommendation. But Hayward should be back after the All-Star break. You're going to have to punt for about 7 or 8 more games, you know, but don't give up on the kid. This might actually help him. You might get bigger numbers out of him having this respite. He has not been used to playing 162 games in a season, so getting 15, 16 games out of the lineup will keep him fresh for the stretch run. So it may end up to be a very good thing.
Joe, in fantasy football, we all know that you want to piggyback or back up your backup or whatever term. Everybody has a little bit different term for it. But if you get the starting quarterback, usually late in the draft you pick up his backup in case he gets hurt. That's not the same in baseball. And it doesn't matter who it is. If it's Albert Pujols or Jason Hayward, do you automatically look at the guy that comes in and takes his place?
No, almost never. I mean, the expression we use is handcuff, on the site. And it's a great question. In football, you have to handcuff because there won't be a reasonable quarterback left to select. Most teams are carrying 2. Some teams are carrying 3. If they're carrying 2 into a 12-team league, that's 24. That means there's 8 quarterbacks left who are starters, and those 8 probably are not worth starting under any circumstance. So if you had McNabb last year, you have to handcuff Kevin Cobb Matt Schaub. You may have to handcuff his backup. Guys that are just prone to kind of not be able to simply play the entire season, it's always wise. And that's what I'm talking about, the third quarterback on the roster. You have to play that game a little bit different than you play fantasy football, baseball. If Pujols goes down, there's an Aubrey Huff sitting out there. There's a couple of guys that I can immediately plug and play. Now, if I lost Pujols for the season, there's nobody I can plug and play. It doesn't matter. But let's say he gets dinged up, he's going to miss half a dozen games, or even if he's disabled, he's going to miss 15 games. I can plug and play. You don't get that luxury in fantasy football. The solid players are already rostered. Most guys are carrying 6 wide receivers, 4 running backs, 3 quarterbacks. So you're pretty much looking at a situation where if your top guy goes down and you don't have his backup handcuffed, you're going to be handcuffed because you're not going to have a chance to field the back that can get you the points you need in any given week.
Joe, I know a lot of fantasy football magazines are coming out. You guys released your preseason rankings a week ago or 10 days ago on your website. Check it out, fantasyplayersedge.com. I happen to pick up my Pro Football Weekly. They have Aaron Rodgers, their number one quarterback. Is this a stretch to get some attention, or is this yours?
Well, no. We have Aaron Rodgers as our number one quarterback. We had no problem. We think he is going to have – he was last year's points leader. And it was more one of the most quiet statistics out there. It was that Aaron Rodgers surpassed Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and everybody else. We had him rated the number one quarterback in fantasy football. He will be the top points getter this year in fantasy football. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Joe, I was just looking at your top 60 here, and I had to chuckle because Aaron Rodgers is the top quarterback. He's 15th overall in their top 60, immediately followed by Drew Brees and Peyton Manning. But right above Aaron Rodgers, Daddy, I would give you 100. Well, if you got the magazine in front of you, you'll probably get it. But Sean Green, 14th overall, and I just saw the guys on SportsCenter think LaDainian Tomlinson will get over 10 rushing touchdowns this year. Your thoughts, Joe?
Yeah, these are preliminary rankings, and we don't know how much the Tomlinson overhang is going to mean. We're not quite sure how they're going to use him. Sean Green is a bigger back than LaDainian Tomlinson. But Tomlinson has a nose for the goal, but if you noticed last year, he couldn't punch it in. He simply could not punch it in. Now, the Jets have a better line. So we're curious to see, and Ryan will kind of reveal his hand, Doug, and he'll do it, or Daddy, in the third preseason game. So we'll get a sense of how he's going to be utilized. We're not so sure that he'll just automatically be the goal line back. We feel like he's going to be the third down back out of the backfield. He will get some touches. You know, he'll get series. He may get the third series. But he's going to have to perform. He's not going to – if he's the Tomlinson that we saw the last 2 years, he is going to be relegated to – and if you guys watch the playoffs, you recognize how good Sean Green actually is. We would not be shocked to see Green get 20 carries and Tomlinson get 10. That, we believe, is going to happen. We're not convinced that Green will not get the goal line touches.
Joe, I guess one of those players I look for in that top five, and I am still on the quarterback deal. Matt Schaub seems to have jumped into that group of elite guys. Obviously, Andre Johnson, one of the receivers, and his big target. Do they have another receiver out there?
Well, I mean, you know, they're pass oriented. If Steve Slayton comes back, Kevin Walter works the slot. They could use another receiver on the outside on the right-hand side, but you can't stop Andre Johnson. You can just kind of slow him down a little bit. The only guy who had success last year against Andre Johnson was Darrell Revis. But Darrell Revis held everybody in the league, including Moss twice and Owens twice, under 40 yards. So you kind of got to discount that based on that guy. But I think Schaub is elite and becomes elite because of the offense he plays in. They're going to matriculate the ball down the field via the pass, and they're not going to, rely on a solid running game. Last year they featured Chris Brown and Amon Green, so that explains why. But Schaub becomes elite because of the offense he plays in, and typically when you have a guy like that, you try not to. Evaluate the personnel too finitely, because he could use another wide receiver, and he does need Owen Daniels to come back. But you evaluate the offensive system he plays, and if there was a change in head coach, if Kubiak was sacked, then that would be a different issue. But looks like Schaub's going to play in the same system, guys.
Joe, we appreciate the time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we appreciate you using the word matriculate, because it's the first time that word's been used in about 5 months.
Fair enough. I always enjoy you guys. You guys are absolutely wonderful. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe DeMeo, if you want to blow up your fantasy league with the winners, fantasyplayersedge.com is the place to go. Just another minute left here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of emails that we want to get to. We talked about Hastings College hiring a high school coach and a club coach out of Colorado. Joe chimes into the Dent Popper inbox. In my mind, part of the reason that they hired the volleyball coach has to do with how the school handles recruiting. I'm an alum of Hastings College, and during my time there and to this day, the school recruits Colorado students like crazy in all sports and areas of academics. It makes sense for them to hire a coach from Colorado, giving them an in for their recruiting hotspot, that being the state of Colorado. Just my 2 cents from Joe. Joe, appreciate that. And UNK gets a lot of kids from Colorado, too. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Fair enough. Obviously she's had a lot of success wherever she's been.
Tony got another email. I want you to know, we got another email.
Bernie Madison in the house?
Burn Dog. Burn Dog says, I'm out! I want to keep it competitive, so I'm bowing out of the hot dog eating contest.
Disappointing.
Burn, great to hear from you. I'll tell you what, Burn Dog, we got to
get off that
big
table.
Dog like you.
Get off that table, Burn Dog. It's about ready to go.
That's it for the Burn Dog. 4th of July coming up. I'm out of here. Daddy is in tomorrow. Greg Shea is coming in from the Tri-City Storm to co-host. We've got a lot going on with the Storm next week. They've got some players in town going to be out and about in the community. We're going to be all over the place next week leading up to the hot dog contest next Friday at the Hilltop Mall. It's my class reunion. Evidently, the quarterback and the geek both have to show up. I'll let you guess which one's going to be there. So... There you go. Back to the old stomping grounds of the Chanticleers. So, Daddy, take care of the roost, which I'm very scared about, as usual. But Greg Shea will be in to co-host tomorrow. Brian Munson from Big Red Report will be in. Another commit for the Huskers. It's a place kicker with the number 2 in the country. 13 oral commitments. You can get his thoughts on Zach Stirrup and a whole lot more. Dan Davey is coming out of Beatrice, so he'll be on the show tomorrow as well. We want to thank Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald, wrapping things up on the College World Series, and Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com.
We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.